Well, I'd like to first of all thank the center and also thank everybody here. I've learned a lot in my few days here, and that has been my experience generally with anything I have done with this center. I've come away a lot richer for having gone to something and having had the opportunity to learn. This conference has demonstrated that we can bring people together despite significant differences and learn from those differences. By doing so, and this is my experience generally with the center, I had the wonderful opportunity to be in China with the center this summer, is that we've had the opportunity to build bridges. Bridges are very easy to destroy through intolerance and ignorance. But building a bridge is a very, very hard and time-consuming endeavor. And as we've seen throughout our time here, the center's worked exceptionally hard. And one of the great things that I've taken away from this is with enough effort and enough care, bridges can be built, despite the fact that people are always trying to destroy them around us. The bridges I've seen built here are strong, and I hope that we all continue to cross them after we leave here. There's an old saying that you should avoid talking about religion and politics in polite company. And the gist of this saying is this, it's because it's controversial. I'd like to suggest that this conference has taught me 2.5 things that relate to this old saying, and I think sort of demonstrate the weakness of the old saying. First, you can't address religious freedom issues without dialogue. Second of all, you can't build bridges across religious, political, cultural, national, and philosophical boundaries without dialogue. And maybe the half is that if the saying is true, then none of us are polite company. But with that said, I'm certainly honored to be part of this impolite company, and I certainly hope that we continue to take the lessons that we've learned here over these last few days, that dialogue about these issues is not to be avoided, that it's to be enjoyed and shared, and that we can disagree as long as we all agree that the end goal is religious freedom and we can find ways to build common ground and work together rather than focus on our differences. I know Cole and everybody associated with the center have spent years and years building this. I've only had the great fortune of getting to know the center over the last year or so in greater detail. But I can say that I think I came here as an individual working hard in my field, as you all do, to fight for religious freedom. But I feel I'm leaving a part of a tapestry, a part of an interwoven group designed to protect religious freedom from a variety of perspectives, from a variety of cultures, and from a variety of religions. And for that, I am both grateful and very humbled. So thank you.